No, Matthew. Lizzie felt her anger boiling inside. I would just like to know why this person appears to have a problem with me. Oh, I don't have a problem with you, lassie. But now, if you have a problem with me, then please feel free to write it carefully on a wee piece of paper, fold it neatly several times, and then shove it up your...
Joyce!
Katie interrupted.
Give it a rest now. Enough is enough.
Joyce sighed, turning to face Lizzie's glare. Oh, lassie, I'd give you a nasty look. But it certainly appears you've already got one of your own. Oh, forget this. I did not come here to be constantly insulted by this wretched bitch, Lizzie. Matthew stared at her, shocked.
Why not, dear? Oh, I see. Because you have a load of places you could go to be insulted. I understand. You must have queues around the block just waiting the privilege to tell you that you're about as sharp as a big bag of cowpats.
Matthew could not help himself giggling. What? What are you laughing at? Are you defending her? Lizzie glared at him. No, no, of course not, Lizzie. I've just never heard that expression before. And anyway, I am certain this lovely lady is joking with you and not trying to cause an argument. Lizzie glared at him.
Oh, that's kind of you to say, laddie.
Joyce smiled sweetly.
Thank you from the bottom of my aged heart.
My pleasure. I knew you were only joking and not causing a fight.
Oh, laddie.
Joyce grinned.
That would be a fight that wee lassie does not have a dog in.
Will you please stop trying to insult me then?
Oh, I'm not trying to insult you, lassie.
She smiled coyly.
I'm only trying to describe you.
Joyce, enough now. Heather slammed her glass on the table. I've no idea what's gotten into you, but enough is enough, she warned. Any more, and I swear, I'll call a taxi and get you back in your room before you don't know the difference between New Year and New Bloody York.